The nation is now in its third week of protests against police brutality after a Minneapolis police officer killed George Floyd. Bridge Magazine's Riley Began and WKAR's Abigail Sensky report that protesters' urgent desire for reform isn't matched by lawmakers at the state capitol.
Hundreds of protesters marched on Lansing 2 weeks ago, chanting Black Lives Matter at an NAACP protest. It was the day before the state lawmakers met in the House Judiciary Committee.
I'm going to call House Judiciary to order.
Democrat Senator Jeff Irwin introduced a bill which requires non-biased de-escalation and mental health training for police. It passed in the state Senate, but now it's in a state House committee. Irwin says in a lot of places, many of these trainings are already on the books.
Yeah, my understanding is that that is a part of the current training. I know that in my local force that they have a duty to intervene policy and that they talk about that in their ongoing training. With this legislation, we were trying to kind of hit a sweet spot of providing some guide rails that would give the public more assurance and that would sort of nudge this training in the right direction.
Republicans are looking for law enforcement reforms, too. Committee member Steve Johnson asks Irwin if he would consider beefing up his bill to require more police training.
Would you be open to adding that into this training requirement as well? Because that's what really troubled me, is just seeing other people there watching it happen.
A lot of changes that have been recommended recently at the Capitol, including Irwin's bill, were written years before the nationwide protests.
Irwin said he got the idea from DeRay McKesson, an activist and co-founder of Campaign Zero, a nonprofit that proposes police reforms. McKesson says the bills that have been introduced in Michigan that focus on better training, a chokehold ban, and allowing bystander intervention are bare necessities.
While it is a good thing to do, we can't let people like okie-doke us into believing that this is like some monumental move. This is the floor, not the ceiling, right?
McKesson says there's little research to show that implicit bias training works, and reforms like this are a smokescreen.
Senator Irwin says he gets it. More needs to be done. He wrote the bill years ago in response to the police killings of Tamir Rice, Michael Brown, and Philando Castile.
Those situations that happened so many years ago occurred and there was no action. And so, you know, that's what I thought about when I was trying to decide whether, should I continue with introducing this training bill when there's so much more that needs to be done? Well, if we can get it done, if we can improve training, if that can make a small difference, then we should make that small difference. That's important to me.
Another reform introduced by a Senate Democrat announced a statewide effort that would collect Michigan use of force data. But departments are only encouraged to report. The bills banning chokeholds and on bystander intervention haven't had committee hearings.
Tristan Taylor, who led some of the protests in Detroit, says this is part of a pattern he's observed, one where lawmakers introduced resolutions or ideas that are real reforms, but it's not included in legislation.
If the politicians and the legislators were serious, they would find a way. They have to find a way. Like, that should be their starting point, not like passing legislation that emphasizes laws that already exist, or rather rules that already exist and that aren't followed.
Aisha Bell Hardaway is an assistant professor of law at Case Western Reserve University. She studies police reforms and serves on the independent monitoring team evaluating police reform in Cleveland. She says if lawmakers don't add teeth to their proposals or address things like funding, it's hard to imagine these reforms could be effective.
While these minimum standards are the current best practices that are looking to reform policing, that doesn't necessarily mean that we understand the effectiveness in addressing them. You pull out implicit bias training as something that is questionable, and quite honestly, without knowing what the curriculum looks like and who's delivering that training, right? It's hard to understand if it really will be effective.
Legislators from Congress down to the local mayor's office are dealing with police reforms right now. But Professor Hardaway says unless they address the powerful interests that maintain the status quo, like police union contracts and qualified immunity, it will be hard to repair the damage.
Beverly Boatley is from Holt, Michigan. She was at the NAACP protest with a cardstock poster of a smiling young black man. Her 20-year-old grandson, Elijah Boatley, who was killed by police in Phoenix. She says the top reform she's pushing for is taking away qualified immunity, and it's frustrating to watch the legislature make small reforms.
And how is it that we haven't made more progress in the years, the decades that people have been pushing for this? Why did it take this time for this to come out like it has? You know what I mean? So now what are we going to do with it? Are they going to just continue to put these Band-Aids on it, or are we going to actually see some structural change?
For people like Boatley, reform is urgent. Protesters are calling for drastic overhauls of the way policing works and addressing systemic racism. Currently, the reforms in the state legislature don't even come close. In Lansing, I'm Riley Began.
And I'm Abigail Senske.